from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Breaking news here. Give us the numbers. According to Tom Pelissero, Ian Rappaport, and others, Pat Freiermuth has a new contract that might open your eyes just a little bit. Yes?
4 years, $48.4 million for the Steelers tight end.
Wow! Is what I say to that. I'm sorry. I like Pat Freiermuth. I do. But that's crazy. It's not crazy in terms of average salary. It's right in the middle. It's $12.1 million a year. Looking at over the cap right now here, and that would put him something like 12th. I don't know, something in there. It's not with the elite guys, obviously. It's not with Kelsey, Hawkinson, Kittle. Dallas Goedert makes 14. Mark Andrews, 14, although he might be their second best tight end right now. Evan Ingram, 13.7. Njoku, 13.6. And then right before you get to Dalton Schultz at 12, you're going to have Freiermuth at 12.1. But they're laying out, and obviously there will be stipulations here. They might be able to get out of the deal, I realize. But as of now, he's still a young guy. You're pretty much laying out $50 million for Pat Freiermuth. Come on. What are you doing, Omar? Seriously, what are we doing here? He had 32 catches last year. I know you blame the offense, you blame Canada, you blame the quarterback. He has 4 touchdowns the last 2 years combined. He's a below-average blocker for a team that wants to play smash-mouth football from the 1970s. What are we doing? That's my thought on it. And as I said, unfortunately, I hope he never has another one. He has 3 documented concussions already in his NFL career. He missed 4 games last season with an injury. This is not what I would have done. I can tell you that. I wonder how Najee Harris feels about this, looking at this. Same draft class. Najee's been a more productive player, and they decided to show Freiermuth the money.
Mueller put out a number. He is 9th in average annual value of tight ends at $12.1 million, just ahead of Dalton Schultz of the Cowboys, just behind Cole Kmet in Chicago.
I have that as a little lower here, according to what I'm looking at, but that's fine. 9th, 12th, what difference does it make? It'll soon, you know, by year 2, it'll be much lower than that. It's too much money. Sorry, it is, to lay out nearly $50 million when I think I can get replacement level production for Freiermuth by a guy that by a lot of people, somebody else I draft. And here's the kicker. The franchise tag for a tight end in 2025, this is projected by Over the Cap, is $13.7 million. That's not that much different than what he's making right now.
No.
This, for me, this would have been a prove-it year for Freiermuth. You want to show me that you're George Kittle? You suddenly turn into Travis Kelce? We'll franchise you. They still had the hammer. for this. We'll give you 13.7 next year. You're on the tag. Or we can try to hammer out a long-term deal then. But this is a prove-it year for him.
All right, let me ask you this.
This is not a pay him $50 million before the year for him.
We talked about Dalton Schultz and Cole Kmet. Do you think he's better than Cole Kmet?
I don't know. I'd have to look closer at Cole Kmet.
Or Dalton Schultz. You think he's better than Dalton Schultz?
He's in the same neighborhood as Dalton Schultz. Right?
I think part of the thing that you don't like about him that detracts you away from this contract, and I would have preferred 10, 8, 9, 12 is a little steep, but I'm glad they got the deal done, is that he doesn't block as well as a lot of other tight ends do.
Well, he also hasn't produced in the pass game. You're laying that all at Canada and the offensive coordinators.
How many people did produce in the pass game in this offense the last 2 years?
I mean, George Pickens led the league or was second in yards per catch. How many catches did he have? But I understand what you're saying, but you're laying it all at the feet of the quarterback and coordinator.
Freiermuth has to be better in some regards, too. There's no denying that. I think he's been fine. This is also, if you're 8th, 9th, at some point it'll be 10th in terms of pricing for a tight end. It's the going rate in the rapidly evolving NFL where prices are getting astronomically high for players. I would have preferred it be a little bit lower, but I think Freiermuth is a more valuable part to this team moving forward than we're all expecting him to be, at least what he has been in the past.
That's fine. Then
it's more of a projection.
Have a big year, and I can tag you, or we can talk after the season. And if they lose you, I bet I could replace it with another guy who can catch and give me below average blocking for a running team. That's the way I feel. And that's not saying I don't like him. I think he could have a good year in Arthur Smith's offense. Now, Dalton Schultz, you talked about him. He's given Dallas and Houston last 3 years 78 catches, 57, 59. He has 10 touchdowns the last 2 years, 18 in the last three. He always averages double figures in yards per catch. So he has better numbers than Freiermuth. I don't know how he is as a blocker off the top of my head. I just think this is an average tight end that you just laid out $50 million for. I don't like it. Going rate annually or not, that's my thought.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I just think the tight end, because, okay, let's think about it this way. Arthur Smith's offense is significantly focused around tight ends, and Kyle Pitts was supposed to be a big part of that last year in Atlanta. He wasn't very good. So I can play devil's advocate in that regard, too. Why was Kyle Pitts not very effective in the Arthur Smith offense? Maybe because he had Desmond Ridder throwing him the football. Could the same be true for Fields and for Russell Wilson? I think you're talking about, and the goal was obviously to get a number two wide receiver next to George Pickens. And I don't think anything has changed in that regard. But Freiermuth as their number one tight end option, and really, he's their number two passing option this year. He's going to end up getting all these targets that would have went to a Brandon Ayuk, a Cortland Sutton, or whatever.
We shall see.
Which is why I think the production is going to be there in that regard. But
you might be right.
To your point, I understand the caution in the wind of throwing $12 million to him because...
No, you threw $48 million, really.
Well, yeah, 12 a year, though.
Yeah, 12 a year, you know, is I get it. It's pretty much the cost of doing business. Let's see if he can stay healthy and have a great year. The key phrase in that sentence is, let's see. This is an advance payment I wouldn't have made.
Because when he was with Ben in his rookie year, I thought he looked pretty good with a quarterback was aging about done.
For sure. He's shown flashes of being really good.
Compared to Mitch Trubisky and a quarterback that was shipped off to Philadelphia for a fifth-round pick that became Peyton Wilson.
It's a significantly different situation now. I didn't see the need for this. I get the Hayward one because you have no commitment after this year. Omar laid out, I thought, a bad contract on Larry Ogunjobi, who was underachieved on that money. His free agent signings last year, a couple good, and then also Patrick Peterson didn't work out.
All right, we have a
Allen Robinson didn't work out, etc.
We have a Russell Wilson update.
Okay.
A couple of quotes from Kabbali.
It sounds like Fields is going to play.
Wilson said he hopes to play against Atlanta, saying, quote, if I'm ready to go, I will go. This is what Russell Wilson told the media moments ago.
Yeah, really good practice. I think the most important thing is just on the treatment and getting ready to see what I can do each day and take it day by day.
Arthur talked.
Well, Kabbali's video, I guess, wasn't as great as I expected
it to be. But that's okay.
He basically said they're going to take it day by day and see how it feels.
I would say from all the little tea leaves here, it sounds like Justin Fields to me.
That's what I'm thinking as well. And if I'm good to go, I'll go. That doesn't put any confidence on this for me.
Man, that's going to be a fascinating situation, and it's going to be boom or bust. I'm picking the Steelers to win this game for all the reasons I mentioned. Wilson, Fields, whoever on offense, Pickett, I don't care. The defense is going to destroy Kirk Cousins. Put that in your little time vault and we can all laugh at me on Monday. I think the final score will be something like 19-13. I'm going to say 19-13 Steelers. Kirk Cousins hasn't thrown a pass in a real game since like Halloween. Or a fake game, for that matter. He didn't play in the preseason. It's very unrealistic that against an extremely fast and destructive defense that this guy, as our friend Nick Costos said today, is going to roll out of bed after 10 months and shred the Steelers or even play well. I'm not buying it. I think the Steelers' defense wins the game with minimal contributions from the offense. 19-13 limits. We have to go. What say you?
Quickly, I said 28-24 at the start of the week. I don't think it's going to be much more of that game anymore. I think it's more 24-21. I'm going to say 24-21 is the final score. Steelers win it.
What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep. Very
Thank
kindly.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Tim Hester. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 86 today with sunny skies. Man, we're going to have a lot to talk about on Monday. The PM guys have everything on a platter. They're walking in here to a banquet of Pat Freiermuth and Justin Fields. This is incredible. These guys have a smorgasbord. Mulsey's got enough craft beer to fill him up for the next 10 years here.
You're wrong, and I disagree with you.
Thank you, Mulsey.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, city limits. You be careful out there. You'll be home by 11 when you're out with Donnie Football.
Pirates Nationals tonight. Luis Ortiz starts 5:45. The leadoff show begins. More at 93.7thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser Genesis Monroeville.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with MyBlinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.